welcome to the Life Debt Blogcast. I'm your host, Johnny Orm, and we made it to a second episode. So, yes, week two of the blogcast, and thank you for showing up for a second time, or if this is your first time, hello, welcome. So, before we jump into the post for the episode, you can email me at lifedebtpodcast@outlook.com if you've got anything that you want to say, anything you want to ask, anything you want to comment on the post, on the podcast. That's your surefire way of getting onto the show. But if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/lifedebtblogpod. You can find me on Twitter at bloodyorm, BLODYORME, and on Instagram at MyStarsLifeDebt. That's where you can find me. So, let's jump into this week's episode, Shadow of the Sith by Adam Christopher Review. Since the canon reset in 2014, I have always maintained that the books and comics should be used to further the ongoing story of the galaxy far, far away, and at times, help to enhance the films. Just look at Catalyst by James Luceno, the story of Orson Krennic and Galen Erso, and their time working together, as well as the father-daughter relationship between Galen and Jyn. And having read it, the opening scene of Rogue One, when Krennic arrives to take Galen to help finish the Death Star, has so much more depth, but it's not required reading for the more casual fans. Adam Christopher's Shadow of the Sith falls hard into that category, giving us deeper insight into events that are mentioned or downright shown in The Rise of Skywalker. If it was a fan query about events mentioned in the final film of the Skywalker saga, other than about Palpatine, then you will most likely find them in this book. Focusing on the quest that Luke and Lando go on, that Lando mentions in The Rise of Skywalker, and also on the story of Rey's parents, and how they ended up leaving Rey and Jakku. Shadows of the Sith is a wonderfully told, epic Star Wars novel, and it doesn't only tie into The Rise of Skywalker. In fact, Christopher fills the novel with Easter eggs for book and comic fans alike. What makes it even better is that none of the references feel shoehorned in, which can be an issue at times. Ponda Baba and Dr. Evazin in Rogue One being a prime example. One of the aspects of The Rise of Skywalker that Christopher expands upon is the story of Rey's parents. We get the whole story. How Dathan escaped Exegol and met Miramir. How, when they had Rey, they left Miramir's homeworld to protect her from the Sith cultists. Why they left Rey and Jakku, and why they were in Ochi of Bestoon's ship. Another aspect of the sequel trilogy that gets expanded upon is the relationship between Luke and the teenage Ben Solo. In the novel, Ben is in his late teens and trying to navigate the fine line between being Luke's Padawan and being Luke's nephew, especially, as we found out, that Luke is trying to develop his Jedi Order with the tenets of the Order that fell to the Empire, including their rules on attachment. Speaking of Ochi, he also plays a major role in the novel. His backstory from Greg Pak's Darth Vader series, playing a major part in the character's motivations. Adam Christopher did some serious research on this book. Unfortunately, the Ochi sections were a letdown for me, mainly because I was never a fan of the Jedi Hunter's portrayal in Darth Vader, and Christopher could just take the established character and make them infinitely less annoying. However, I was able to appreciate his handling of the character. However, nothing is ever truly perfect, and in the case of this audiobook, I had one small problem that became a bit distracting. The narrator, William Demeritt, provides a vocal performance for one character, Beaumont Kyn, Dominic Monaghan from The Rise of Skywalker. A character with an established British accent with a French accent. It's jarring when an established character is changed like that. And it's not like it's a character who's only been in the comics or the books. He's on screen. There is a reference to how he sounds. Don't get me wrong, the performance is still great, almost on par with Mark Thompson. but it's little details that get overlooked that can make or break someone's experience. Luckily, it didn't break my experience, but it was a bit strange. And as this is the only negative thing I can say about the audiobook, I think it's still a massive win. One thing that I really, truly enjoyed whilst listening to Shadow of the Sith is the way that Adam Christopher made the story feel like one of the Bantam-era Legends novels from the 1990s. I can't put my finger on how he does it, but the whole story evoked a sense of nostalgia that I've not had when reading any of the novels since the canon reset. Thank you for visiting My Star Wars Like That. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, comment, and follow. And in an amazing, twist of fate, we've got a ton of Life Debt banter, so I'm bringing that back from the old days. So we've had an email, and we've had a bunch of people commenting on a post on Facebook, which is fantastic. It's been, it's absolutely amazing. And that's for just like, oh no, this is episode 2. So I'm hoping we get similar stuff throughout the run. If not, it's not a problem. But for the Life Debt banter, if you want to get in touch, like I've said before, you can head on over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/LifeDebtBlogPod. Tweet me at BloodyOrm, BlWDYORME. Hit me up on Instagram, instagram.com/MyStarsLifeDebt. Email me at lifedebtpodcast@outlook.com. And you can either send me an email or send me a voice note. Either is fine. And also you can, if you are a member of Anchor, you can actually send me a voice message through, or is it Anchor, Spotify for Podcasters now? I think that's what it's called. The old Anchor FM. If you're a member on that, you can send voice messages through the app. So any of those ways, get in touch and get on the show. So I'm going to hit up the Facebook stuff first. This was in a group called Star Wars But Nerds. Of course, I posted that I was doing this episode in there because Star Wars and books. And we got 19 comments, and I think there's a couple of replies in here. I'm just going to go over people's opinions and people's thoughts. I'm not going to dive too much into added conversations, although there is a couple of bits here that I think I could go into. Anyway, so it started off with Evan Allen saying, "I love this book and was pleasantly surprised. I think it gave us a good taste of the Jedi Master Luke Skywalker that we all wanted in the sequels." Margaret Parent says, "I loved it too," and she listened to it. Benjamin Koenig says, "A fantastic book, and even better is an audiobook. Some great scenes with Luke and Lando, and a great story that helps bridge gaps between The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker." Aaron D. Morris says, "Great book. Read it in like 2 sittings." Paul Yeager, "The story filled in a lot of interesting things that happened in between the movies, which I loved. However, I found the book itself boring." Okay. Logan Townley, "Loved it, especially when Luke arrives on Exegol. That scene was spectacular, in my opinion." Darren Monk, "For me, it was an okay book with some great moments. Would have liked to have read more about Ochiev Bestoon after being trapped at the end. Would have made an interesting read." Personally, I think with Ochi getting trapped at the end, I think we know what happens there. I don't think there needed to be any more, unless you want to hear about a guy drowning in sand or being attacked by the underground serpent. But yeah, I think Ochi's story was pretty much finished at the end of the book. Ed Coachard or Cockard? I don't really. Ed, Cohard. Reading it currently, almost finished. Enjoyable read so far. Putting some pieces together for the sequel trilogy. Drew Wagner-Mees. It really enlightened me to why Dio responds the way he does in Rise of Skywalker. Yep. Sorry, you might hear some cats in the background. Being a bit loud tonight. Lighten Up Bro says, it resolved all my questions about Rey's parents. I'm hopeful for more story regarding Lando's quest for his daughter. Jen Bloyer, I really enjoyed this one. Broke my heart to see how Ochi treated Dio. I love that it filled in the details we needed, like the connection between Luke and Lawson and Tekka, and the story about Rey's parents. It was sad what also happened to them once you get to know them, and it makes their death harder to take. Lando's story was great. My only complaint about the audiobook is that the narrator didn't give Lawson Tekka and Pride the correct voices. Lawson Tekka was given a German-sounding accent, and Pride was given an American accent. And don't forget, Beaumont Kin was given a French accent. Ryan Fields. Really good book. I was happy to see Luke in some cool adventures. The one thing I had a problem with was, and it's a serious spoilers, a few lines, Force Ghost Anakin. Just know, Force Ghosts are a light side ability that was learnt by Qui-Gon Jinn, taught to Yoda and Obi, and to Luke. Vader had no chance to learn this ability, let alone Qui-Gon Jinn wouldn't teach him. And even found the author on Reddit and asked him, and he just brushed it off. Someone called Gavin Storkley responded to this saying, I see your point, but also think that Luke had time with Anakin to pass it on. But maybe since Qui-Gon Jinn learnt it, Jedi were more able to achieve it in the Force. Pierce Gillard says, I loved it. It's a bit overstuffed with plot points. It's doing a lot of lifting for Rise of Skywalker. But I found the action compelling and the character work for Luke and Lando super significant and intriguing. Especially as I'd wanted a book like this in place of the discontinuation of the Legends EU stories. I'd highly recommend it both to fans of the new movies and those looking for a taste of the best parts of the old EU. Gavin Storkley put in a comment as well, a standalone comment saying, amazing book, brings life to the sequels, seeing Luke in action again was awesome. Stephen Forrester joins in saying, this is arriving today. I'm a full-fledged The Rise of Skywalker hater, so I'm hoping this book will help me connect with that movie a bit more. Personally, I think it will. A lot of what Adam Christopher did in the book was kind of try and relate a lot more stuff for The Rise of Skywalker and give some backstory, much needed backstory. So yeah, hopefully, Stephen, get in touch, let me know what you think of the book when you have finished it. Casey Barkle, George Lucas made it canon with special edition, but I share your frustration. I think that is a response to the Anakin Force Ghost comment, which is true. George Lucas did make it canon with the DVD special editions of the original trilogy. So, you know, technically, Adam Christopher used existing canon, so that's fine. Okay, and Elise Scott says, I loved this book. It really bridged the gap I felt between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. Yep. And was super great at making Rey's parents, as well as Lando's daughter and Ochi of Bestoon, less of background characters and more characters with a story. Characters you could feel for, characters you could possibly understand that weren't just mentioned. It also helped you understand why Rey waited for so long, even though she knew, because they promised they'd be back for her, and she trusted and loved her parents as much as they loved her. It made Lando's pain over his daughter so much more real, and all the more heartbreaking that he still hasn't found her by the end of Rise of Skywalker. And it's even worse that she was so young when she was taken that she won't remember him or their memories, that the only thing connecting them anymore, as he mentions, would be blood. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of comments, which is absolutely great. Thank you all for your comments. Thank you. It's really great hearing different opinions about the book. And quite a few of those were actually saying things that I'd already mentioned in the blog, which is brilliant. You know, it's nice to know that people are feeling the same things that you are about these kind of things. So I'm going to dive in to the inbox, because we've got an email from the wonderful guys at the Star Wars Sessions podcast, possibly Britain's greatest Star Wars podcast. Let me just open it up, and here we go. Right, so this is from Matt from Shadows from Star Wars Sessions. Hi Johnny, Shadows of the Sith is just awesome. It's as close to essential reading as you can get in terms of really pushing and expanding the narrative set in the films, in this case, The Rise of Skywalker. Giving life and death to Rey's parents, as well as names, and allowing us to see more of Ochi genuinely strengthen the movie. Seeing Luke and Lando in such prominent roles will never be a bad thing, and furthers their involvement in the era in a natural way. Adam Christopher's writing here is top-notch, and I loved all the connections to other Star Wars stories throughout. Could go on for hours about this book and not get bored. Genuinely great, Matt. Well, thank you, Matt. And again, just great comments, and reiterating things that I feel as well. There we go. So yes, thank you everyone for your comments. Thank you, Matt, for the email. Like I said, please get in touch. Next week, it's... what is next week? I'm pretty sure I've already said it on the episode. Next week is The High Republic, Path of Deceit by Justina Ireland and Tessa Grant. So yes, if you have any thoughts, feelings, comments or questions about Path of Deceit, then please get in touch by all of the various methods, or a single one of those methods, as I said earlier, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, or through the Spotify Podcasters app. I'd love to hear from you and your thoughts on that book, or audiobook, depending on what you, how you consumed the book. So yeah, there we go. That's it from me. Let's head into the outro. And there we have it, guys. Episode 2 in the can. I just want to take this moment to say thank you once again for listening or visiting the blog, or both if you have done both, obviously. So before I go, remember you can visit the blog at mystarwarslifedate.com and check out all of the back catalogue of posts, of course, if you'd like to get in touch, please email lifedebtpodcast@outlook.com. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/lifedebtblogpod. Find me on Twitter at bloodyorm, BLWDYORME, and now on Instagram at mystarwarslifedebt. So thank you once again for reading and or listening, and punch it chewy.